The folks here can tell you the exact date two brothers started what to them must have seemed to be simply a side business to make some extra cash. The brothers have long since passed, but the business remains an icon in this small town. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
As Les Birdquist in Granite Falls, Minnesota explains, this story all began back in the 19-teens.
There were two gentlemen in town by the name of Fred and Julius Ernston. So Fred and Julius owned a business in town. They had a kind of a stagecoach.
And the two brothers used that coach to transport people from the train depot to various spots around town. But the brothers saw another opportunity to make money on the side.
There was always a city celebration, and Fred and Julius, being business owners, wanted to contribute to it. So they came up with the idea of getting a popcorn popper fired up and having popcorn at the city celebration.
Folks in town loved the popcorn. In fact, the citizens soon had a request for the pair.
That went on for 2-3 summers, and finally, the citizens around town said, hey, you know, Fred and Julius, how about doing this more regularly, like all summer long? And so they kind of got the idea to do that.
Folks here can tell you the exact date the popcorn stand began business.
Original popcorn stand started right here at the walking bridge, right on the end of it here. And somewhere along the line, it migrated down the street one block. But in any event, it was August 1st, 1919 is when the popcorn stand first started.
And now, for over a century, that popcorn stand has served people every year throughout the summer. Of course, the brothers are long gone, but the story of who runs it and the proceeds from that stand is quite a story in itself. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Granite Falls, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCrae.